It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out Podcast, episode 352. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. Hi.
Hi.
So this is interesting because we're using a new system.
Yes.
And so we have cameras in the room instead of using our webcams that mount to our computer. So I actually get to look at you in real life, which I haven't been able to do for like 200 episodes.
It's so nice to gaze into your eyes.
Yes. It's very nice. So this is... it's just like we're kicking it old school, looking at each other. I'm all shy again. Like, oh, she's looking at me. I think she might like me.
I love you.
Some days more than others. So anyway, I guess let's start off by talking about the book club.
Okay. So last night we had the most recent book club. And we talked about 5 second rule with Mel Robbins, and it was an interesting discussion. I'm like, how do I say delicately? It was a great discussion because there were a lot of feelings about this book.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, it was not universally embraced.
Yeah,
a lot of people were just like, yeah, I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really, it kind of took the pressure off because we were just able to like go down some different kinds of roads, like things we did take away from it that were really good. And I just really enjoyed the conversation. We have had some very special book clubs, and this one was special for like a different reason than some of the other ones have been.
I feel like this was the one where it was the most lively conversation.
I agree.
Like in terms of everyone chiming in.
I agree. And yeah. I really liked that. So, you know, it was different, and it was good different. Next, we are going to be reading Made by Stephanie Land, and we will be talking about that book on April 9th at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So yeah. Hopefully you will join us.
And just as a friendly reminder, if you want to take part in a book club, we'd love to have you. It doesn't cost anything. You do need to go over and join our Patreon, but people at the free level can get access. So it does not cost you anything. If you go over to patreon.com/theclipout and sign up, then you will get the Zoom link and all the information for how to access that and hang out. So yeah, we'd love to have you. We should also, before we get too far afield, do our first bingo call out of the episode.
Mila Lazar is bingo number one this week.
Awesome. So we're burning through these.
We are. We need to figure out what we're giving people when like their chance to win, because everybody who finishes their bingo card is going to be able to submit for to win. So we're going to need to figure that out.
A laurel and hearty handshake. So, and we also have our guest this week, Tisha Montgomery.
Yeah, and she was a lot of fun to talk to. Huge Peloton fan. That's kind of what we do here.
For sure.
But just a joy to talk to. So you'll enjoy that conversation.
So what else, pray tell, do you have in store for people this week?
Well, there is a lot of news. We're going to talk about some new features that popped up on the app this week. We're going to talk about the rumor mill that's coming, some things that have appeared on the rumor mill. We're going to talk NBA. Yes, Tom and I are going to talk about the NBA. Don't worry. Nikki has been here. Then we have some news to share from the New York Road Runners Association. And we also have several different updates for instructors. Lots of stuff going on this week. Artist series updates. And we will also be talking about lots of content that dropped and some in case you missed it things. And there's a lot of birthdays this week as well. Well, we also have a special segment that we are doing this week because we have an interview with Bear Grylls. It's a roundtable format and it's pretty darn short, but we just wanted to include it because it was a really cool opportunity.
Absolutely. This is part of the Arthur the King Press thing that you got to do. And so they let us talk to Bear Grylls. They let me talk to, even though I didn't do any of the tough guy stuff. You did it all for me.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
But they still let me ask
a question. I did wipe the mud off to do this interview, though.
Yes.
I took the mud off my face.
They had everybody start by like putting mud all over their face.
And yeah,
I was like, we're going to get canceled. Like, you can't do that.
Well, they made it very clear it was just plain old mud.
Yes.
And that was disgusting. But at any rate, it's a really cool opportunity to talk to somebody that was involved. He's the narrator of the film Arthur the King.
Yes.
And that is, as a reminder, starting this Friday on the 15th. So if you haven't made plans for the weekend, you should definitely go check it out.
Absolutely. So, okay. Before we get to all that shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. That is super helpful. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theclipout. While you're there, like the page, join the group. Great way to stay up to date on things throughout the week. Don't forget our Patreon at patreon.com/theclipout, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, so much stuff that we just don't have time for in these episodes that we talk about over there. You also get the episodes ad-free, and if we get them early, you get them early. So all sorts of things over there for you. So we'd love to have you. And also don't forget, if you want to support the show, but you don't want to spend money, which we totally get, the easiest way you can do that is share an episode in your Facebook feed, Instagram feed, whatever your social media of choice is. It's just a great way to let your like-minded people know that something like this exists, because a lot of people don't realize it, believe it or not.
So true.
So you can also sign up for our newsletter at theclipout.com, and we will send you out weekly reminders with show links and just a reminder that we put out an episode. Surprise. So there's all that. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
We talked about this, I guess, last week, but we have new features rolling out. Hide tags, pace calculation, and blocking.
Yes. Okay. So hide tags is the ability to block tags on whenever you're on the leaderboard, if there's certain tags out there that you don't want to see. Also, you can, of course, block people. New this week is that you are able to go straight into the app and block people from there. So if there's, you know, if you happen to have like a stalker and you like...
Well, your stalker was very polite because he blocked you before you could block him.
I know.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
After making a huge deal about... not blocking people. But anyway, that is nice, because if you're on the app now, you can search for a person. You don't have to like be in a class or be on your tread or be on your bike to do it. Also, pace calculation is the other thing. We did talk about this as well, but just want to make sure that you understand this is on the app. And this is for if you take like an outdoor walk, at the end of it, it'll say like, what was your mileage? And then it will calculate your paces for you. So that's pretty convenient. And it's super easy to use both of those things.
So we know power zone treads. We've known this for a while. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Power zone for the tread are coming, but I guess they're closer than we think, thanks to Christine D'Ercole.
Yeah.
Or we know that thanks to her.
Yeah. I feel like it was Matt that originally, somebody said it in like an Ask Me Anything on Reddit that
yeah.
it was coming. And I can't remember who that was. But then, so we knew that for sure. But this week, Christine D'Ercole posted a story on Instagram where she had images of her husband taking an FTP test on the tread. And then like 10 seconds later, that story disappeared. Also, we have confirmed with members who listen that it is currently being beta tested. So hopefully we will see that rolled out soon. I think that we can all expect to see it in the very near future.
Yeah,
so.
It would sound as such. So do you think that she didn't realize it was in beta and like her husband was doing the test? She's like, oh, it's on my thing. It must be good to go.
I don't know. What occurred to me that happened was like, sometimes dates are released and it's like, we can talk about this after such date, right?
Right.
Well, maybe that date got pushed back for whatever reason.
Or a finger slip
that,
where
that
it was
could
like,
be.
No, we said March 10th, not February 10th.
Right, right. So I don't know exactly what happened there. And, you know, let's not make a huge deal about this because we don't want Peloton to yell at Christine.
No,
or
not
her.
At all. It's just amusing when things like that occur.
I know you know that. Yeah. I know you know that. I worry that when people hear this, that like they're going to go say something to Christine and then she's going to get worried about it, and then they're gonna go say something. It's just like, we knew it was coming. Let's just we now know it's coming soon, very soon.
Gotcha. And thank you, Christine.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. Whoops-a-doodle.
So NBA superstar Josh Hart made an in-studio appearance this week.
He did. He was on a ride with Alex Toussaint, and so you obviously know, Tom, that I don't know much about the NBA. But
and I know even less. I was like, when I was writing NBA superstar, I was like, is he? Like, I don't know. And so I went to look at his Wikipedia page and it was really long.
So you assume he is.
So I'm like, well, if they're spending that much time editing his Wikipedia page, he must be a superstar. So if you're not a superstar, Josh Hart, I have just promoted you. But I think you probably are.
Well, last week we announced that the Peloton had put out that they had 4 new NBA ambassadors. Since then, we have learned definitively from Peloton that each of those NBA players that were mentioned, all were Peloton members already.
Gotcha.
So as far as how Peloton will continue to use these ambassadors in marketing will remain to be seen. Yes, we did ask the question, since it's Women's History Month, are we going to be seeing any WNBA players?
Fair question.
And we were told we have nothing to say at this time. So, you know, raise your eyebrows and assume that's coming soon, too. But in the meantime, they called this ride with Josh Hart the third quarter ride.
Okay.
And I was like, are we in the fiscal third quarter? Like, I had no idea what that meant. So Nikki stepped in, thank God. Ooh. And she said, there is a tactical importance to the third quarter of a basketball game and how teams manage it. Did you know this?
No.
Because sometimes you do know weird shit like this.
But no.
Okay. Essentially, the third quarter sets the tone for the second half of the game and shows the team, it shows which team has made better adjustments from the first half. Teams that can play well in the third quarter typically are more successful overall. Asterisk, she is not a basketball expert. She's just way better at sports than us.
Than
so
we are, yes.
If she didn't get everything there, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
So that is why they called it the third quarter ride.
Gotcha. They're
which
trying
I
to
never would have gotten.
No, I same.
I mean, it's March, so I just figured it was like they couldn't say March Madness, but it had something to do with that.
Yeah, I mean that. Well, that and that's college.
Oh,
I know
yeah,
that much.
And
this
right.
is professional,
right?
So
I knew that.
So I knew that much. We struggle, with the sports.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's happening. I guess it happened.
So a while back, it was announced that the New York Roadrunners have partnered up with Peloton, and we're starting to see more of that stuff come to fruition, such as?
Such as their Peloton is going to be present at the New York Roadrunners half, and they're going to be teaming up to do some shakeout runs. In fact, there's actually a link that you can sign up to be part of these shakeout runs. I glanced at the link to sign up. It looked like it was like $80 a person to
okay.
sign up. Then the other thing that they are going to do, well, I guess I should say this is not necessarily from the Peloton partnership, it's unknown, but Bex Gentry will be one of the announcers for ABC for the New York Roadrunners the half this year.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's really cool.
Absolutely.
And that's coming up like real soon, like next week, I think. Like it's soon. Which then I got to thinking, is that half this Sunday. So it's like this weekend. And they said that there's 25,000 runners that are expected. 25,000 runners this weekend. I also thought it was interesting that this just interested me from a marketing standpoint. We're in the middle right now of the lottery for the New York City Roadrunner, the full the full marathon.
Right.
So I kind of am like, oh, I get the timing, right? Like, do the half. Then once that's all done,
right,
now we can focus on who made it into the full. Got it. Got it.
They've got a lot on their plate.
They do. Yeah. No, it makes total sense. That logical sense.
Absolutely.
But it was just interesting to me.
So USA Today this week wrote about the popularity of streaming fitness.
This was fascinating to me. It was fascinating to me because they talk about like that it's so much more affordable.
Yeah.
At home to work out and not just affordable monetarily, but also time wise. And I mean, these are things we know because we're all Peloton users. And if you're able to work out at home, that's going to save so much time. And if you have a piece of Peloton equipment, you understand all of that aspect as right. well. They also go into it, though, to talk about that if you're there's a lot of cheaper ways to do it. So if you can't afford a Peloton and they kind of spell all that out, like
yeah.
get the app and then like get a cheaper piece of equipment. There's still all of these different kinds of workouts that you can get to. Now, I know it sounds like this was an ad for Peloton, but it wasn't. They also talked about Apple Fitness.
Right.
And I think there were a couple other streaming services that they mentioned. But in general, it seems that people are right now, a lot of people are either at home altogether or they're doing like we talked about what would happen. There would be a hybrid.
Right.
Where a lot of people land, where they might go to the gym for maybe weights that they don't have at home,
right?
A pool that they don't have at home, but the rest of it, they're doing at home.
That's and you got to think those app only people, whenever the time comes that they decide to add a piece of equipment, when they get to that point in their life, whether it's financially or have a living arrangement where they can have a piece of equipment that large, because sometimes it's just about space for people,
sure.
right? You got to think, if you've been using the Peloton app for the last 5 years and you finally have a house and you have room for a tread or a bike, you got to think most of those people are going to be like, well, give me the Peloton bike. I've been using the app for the last 5 years. I can finally have, you know, I don't know, the real thing. Not to shame people that are app only
no,
like that.
No.
But like if you're getting a piece of equipment, I do think there's going to be a perception for a lot of people that a Peloton bike is quote unquote real.
Yeah, because it has the integration
right.
to do a lot of things. I also think, you know, there's a subset of people that just don't want to pay that much for a bike. They might
yeah.
even have a home. Maybe they
for sure.
technically on paper, they could afford it.
Right.
They just don't want to. But either way, it's such a great option for people. And you get like really hooked into these instructors. I mean,
right.
we've talked about the parasocial relationships, you know, but also there's just a really, really solid level of instruction that's occurring. And don't get me wrong, it's not just Peloton. There are other streaming services, but you know, we're here to talk about Peloton.
But Pelotons are better.
I mean, you're not wrong.
There's not an Apple Fitness podcast
that I know of.
Yeah.
They may have one, actually.
Unless they're doing it.
They might be.
But nobody's listening to it. Who are we kidding? Peloton's also having a spring sale right now, which gets you $700 off a tread or row. And that's tread or tread plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Great call out. I just thought this was really weird that last week they had all of the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
They were all like doing this weird push for treads. And then they were like, you get a friends and family discount. And that was an extra $200 off the tread plus.
On top of the $700?
Yes.
Wow.
And so everyone's like, are they hurting for tread sales? Like, what is happening? Like, people were genuinely concerned.
Right.
And, you know, everything we've heard coming from Peloton is they're not hurting on the sales. So I don't know what this is about. I have no idea.
It makes me wonder if it's another A/B test. If they're like, if we talk about something in a class.
This was all on IG.
I thought they were saying
no.
in a class.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. I guess it could be a social media.
Still could be an A/B
test.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Or if we offer 9 versus 7, does that push people over the edge?
Right.
You know, because I thought it was interesting that they had instructors like structuring it as a friends and family sale. Like, to me, that was really interesting because they were really embracing that whole parasocial relationship.
For sure.
You know, and I hear Maddie Majacomo, you're my friend.
Yeah.
Come buy my special discount.
You bought a second Tread Plus because of that.
I mean, it's Maddie. I didn't, but I totally would.
You didn't want to upset your close personal friend, Maddie Majacomo.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta Maddie says I need to buy this. What else are you going to do?
But yeah, I do wonder if it's some sort of like they're testing the waters of like if instructors push something, does it move the needle?
Yeah.
Especially when they have so many people that have bikes that don't have treads or rows that, you know, does that get them over the hump?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It would be interesting to see, too. Was it only like bike instructors who also teach on tread or row, or was it bike only instructors trying to get people to?
It was actually tread only instructors that I remember. I don't remember them doing both.
Well, that seems kind of silly.
Well, I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention because when it started, like it was one instructor and the next thing you know, it was like a bunch. And I just kind of like tuned out. Like I was just like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like I see everything. So I just like stopped looking. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know that they're pushing the row as well, but like to have a tread only instructor pushing the tread seems kind of silly because you got to figure most of the people following a tread only instructor probably already have a tread.
Unless they're looking at it like, okay, but they might have like a sole or they might have a Nordic track. So now's your time.
I just think that it'd be a more target rich environment if a bike only instructor was like, have you thought about a tread?
I know one was Maddie and he does strength and tread. So maybe that was the thought process. I truly did not pay attention to who else was out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have failed.
Hey, coming up after this, we're going to have our roundtable interview with Bear Grylls talking about Arthur the King. So stick around.
Man, there is nothing worse than when you buy a pair of sunglasses and then you lose or break them.
I would agree. So what do we do about that?
Well, that's where Gooder comes in. Their sunglasses are $25 each, so nobody likes to throw away $25, but it's a lot better than throwing away $100 or more on a pair of broken sunglasses, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have to say, that's not my favorite part about Gooder. My favorite part about Gooder is that when I run, they don't slip, they don't bounce, and they're 100% polarized. And they also come in like a million different colors and styles.
For your $25, you're not sacrificing comfort, safety, or style. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving the Clip Out listeners free shipping on their first order. Just go to gooder.com/TCO. That's GOODR.com and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/TCO and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Clip Out.
Tom O'Keefe with the Clip Out podcast. And I was curious, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were truly frightened for your own survival?
Yeah, in terms of that, there have been a lot of those moments in my life over the years. You know, I look back even as a young soldier, you know, doing a lot of the combat survival training we did, you know, there was endless scary moments. You know, the scary moments being part of my life from the high mountains, from Everest through to expeditions through the jungles, through the Arctic in little boats across oceans, and actually through so many of the filming adventures as well, you know, from Man vs. Wild and even a few hairy moments on the Running Wilds with some of these Hollywood stars. So I think that I've learned the wild's a humbling place. You only get it wrong once. You've got to be smart. And our friendships really matter. The people you're with really matter. And I think this film really speaks to that. And it's what I really loved about Michael's story.
Crystal O'Keefe, the Clip Out podcast. I would like to know what your top three snacks are for foraging when you're out in the wilderness.
I think that, well, the main thing is don't go for the big game, you know, because it's high risk. And you'll get it, and then you can only eat so much. So the great survivors actually are foragers, you know, those who can move and live off the berries and the grubs and the roots and the, you know, the bugs as well. So be a forager, prioritize your fluids ahead of the food and your safety as well as you move. And I think those are top tips. Number one, don't take unnecessary risks, you know, because if you get injured out in the wild on your own, you're in trouble. Prioritize water ahead of food, and then when you're looking for food, it's a forager.
Thank you.
Denise Reyes, Univision. I'm going to say my question in Spanish, and then I'll say it in English, okay? Has trabajado con una de las celebridades más grandes. ¿Cuál ha sido la celebridad que te ha dejado con un mejor sabor de boca? you've worked or you've been with a lot of celebrities. Which one has been the one that's been the most interesting or fun to be with in your adventures?
I think, Running Wild, we've done 8 seasons of that show, taken so many amazing people. I think, the Obama one, President Obama one, definitely stands out. I don't know, I'm a huge tennis fan, so I love doing the Roger Federer one. I think in terms of Julia Roberts, she was incredible, and we did a medical project in Africa together for that Running Wild journey. But I think the Bradley Cooper one on this last season was a special one. Just because he was such a cool guy and we stayed friends, and he's got a gentle, humble, strong, kind heart. And it's always great when you get good connections with good people. So I think that one really stands out.
Top. Yeah. Thanks.
How's it going? Alex Ford, Bossip.com. I need to know, what is the most delicious, strange, or weird thing you've ever eaten in the wild?
Well, the delicious things are definitely more than the disgusting things. The bad things are all the ghost testicles and yak eyeballs and rat brain and, skunk anus and all of that. But I've learned if you grill things enough, over a fire, if you get a scorpion and you grill it, long enough, you grill anything long enough, you put it over the fire, char grill it, it's going to taste better. Fire is your friend when it comes to food.
All right, thank you.
Brad Perry, CW7 Arizona. I was told I can win points by calling you General. And so, General, how long does it take to actually become a Survivor champion?
I think we're all Survivor champions. It's all about spirit inside. Skills come and go. Anyone can learn skills. You're learning skills now. It's great, but it's not. Survival is more than skills. Survival is heart and courage, and that's not exclusive to people who've been trained. I've seen the most incredible courage and bravery and commitment and resilience from the most unlikely people who've had no survival training. And it's what I love about adventure, and the same on these adventure races, for this film. The rewards go to the dogged and the determined, not just those who are best at whittling whatever out of a bit of wood. It's survival is so much more than that. Adventure racing is so much more than that. It's about relationships, and it's about courage in the big moments and kindness. It's another big factor that people forget about, being kind to each other in the crisis moments. And then having that never give up attitude ultimately is what wins. So, you guys have got it. It's not exclusive to adventurers or survivalists. It's in us all. It's how we've survived for so long.
All right, this question is not about skunk anus, I promise. Joey Thurman, now, mental health is big with me and a lot of people. And often when you're surviving, you're alone. A lot of people feel alone by themselves, but also around other people. What's your advice, and what have you learned from surviving and being alone or being around people, and how can you help people get out of that from your experiences?
Yeah, good question. I think, obviously, loneliness is different from being alone. We can be surrounded by people in a big city and feel lonely, and we can sit on a mountain on our own and feel incredibly connected. So I think it's understanding that difference, but also knowing that we're designed for a relationship. It's what's beautiful about this film. It's all about relationships. That some things matter more than winning. The friendship with Arthur, the friendship with each other. And I think the lesson is the same for us, is we need human connection. You've got to reach out. You've got to be vulnerable with people close to you. The same in adventure racing, same in life. And in terms of survival and life, 1 + 1 never equals 2 in survival. It equals about 5 or 6. So I think for anyone struggling, reach out, be honest, know the power of, family and friends and connection. And that actually you're not alone. There's so many people in all of our lives who've got our back if we're just honest enough to say at the moment things are hard. And vulnerability always creates bonds and connection. And where there's bonds, there's strength.
That was so beautiful.
Hi, Jeremy Carroll, Movie Guide. When you're in a survival situation and you're approaching the brink, what is the thing that motivates you to keep surviving, to keep pushing on? Is it family, faith? What is it for you?
Yeah, I think faith has for me always been a driving force. You know, as you say, life and big mountains and big expeditions and adventure racing, you're going to reach a crux time where everything's going wrong and you're tired and you're broken, you haven't slept and you're hungry and you've got blisters and, you know, welcome to the storms of life, whether it's Special Forces Selection or Everest or this adventure race, you know, that it's part of the process. But I think for me, it's understanding that when you're in that crux time, make that a trigger, make that a, you know, a trigger to actually give more. Because what happens with most people is when they get there, that's when they give up. And I think such a big part of the message of this film is giving more in the big moments, you know, being that bigger person, you know, going for Arthur, not for the win, having that never give up resilient spirit. You know, look at Michael's story from, you know, from the fundraising all the way through the race. It was all about never give up. So, yeah, in the crux time, step up, deliver, have that never give up spirit, and you'll separate yourself from people around you in a good way.
Hi, Daniel Terrell from Outdoors.com. So
come on outdoors. Yeah. How are you guys?
Good, good. I have kind of a softball question here, but what do you prefer more, the book or the movie?
Oh, I think that's, I'm a real movie guy. You know, I read so slowly. I literally get like a chapter a night, short chapter a night. I really try and read, and I like reading. And I think when you get a really special book, it's always going to be kind of stay with you. But I love this movie. I love this story. I knew this story. I remember reading about this story when it first came. I didn't read the book, but I remember reading the press stuff about it. And actually seeing it brought to life is awesome. Mark is such a cool guy. He always follow stories that are rich in human heart and relationship. Simu is one of our Running Wild guests. When I saw he was in it, I thought that's a really cool combination with a great story, a true story, and then, of course, with a beautiful relationship with a dog. And who doesn't love that? You know, dogs, you know, animals are such a beautiful part of my life as well. And it's a privilege to play a small part in this beautiful film.
Instructors in the news.
So Sam Yeo announced this week that he is writing a book.
He did. And I know you guys are booked out. Like, I know that you're not alone in that. But here's what I will say. Sam, I'm excited about the fact that Sam is writing a book because he has this background we don't really know that much about.
Yeah.
Like, he talks about it and he's open about the fact that he used to be a monk and like he's used to do all these other things, but like we haven't heard the whole story.
Right.
So I would like to hear the whole story, and I think that it's pretty darn cool that he's going to. Also, can I just say how cool it was that he was on the Bruce Lee podcast and that's where he dropped this? Just like cash.
BT dubs.
Yeah. So this book is expected to be published in 2025. So we have some time.
Okay.
We have some time.
Yeah, some time to finish up the books that are stacking up on your nightstand.
Yes. And here is the opening line to Sam's book, according to Sam.
Okay.
He says, "Your soul is an unfolding jigsaw puzzle, and through your life, you collect pieces by being open to experiences that come your way."
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like Sam?
It does.
I mean, you can't go wrong listening to Sam's advice. I'm just saying.
That's why we saw Guys and Dolls.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. Marcel Dinkins is back at work.
She is, yeah. So she was out due to an injury with her ACL. She is back, and she started her classes on the tread. I think it was Monday that she had a 30-minute hip-hop run, and then she had a couple other classes on the tread this week as well. And then my understanding is she will be still at the Virginia half, the Shamrock one, or
okay,
whatever it's called. I don't live in Virginia, so forgive me. She was there last year though, and don't forget she's bringing friends, so to that particular half marathon. So if that's
is that code for other Peloton people?
We don't
or
know.
Is she just bringing some friends?
We don't know, but I feel like it means Peloton instructors.
People show up expecting Bex Gentry, and instead she's you get like, no, this is a girl I went to college with.
Yeah. You never know. But you know, Marcel was in the military.
Right.
I don't remember what branch. I think it was Army. But she always talks about that, like during that time, like how she learned to be tough and she learned to like be resilient and things like that. And so like maybe she'll just show up with a bunch of Army friends and they'll kick everyone's ass.
Yeah, especially if you bitch about one of the Peloton instructors not right. being there.
Yeah, she'll be like,
so you better mind your P's and
yeah.
Q's.
She'll be like, there are hills on this course. Take them.
Are they hidden?
No. Right out there in the open. But either way, congrats on being back, Marcel.
Absolutely.
You have been missed.
Leanne Hainsby talked to Women's Health magazine this week, the UK edition, talking about the challenges of training while getting chemo.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just gotta suck.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot. You know, people might remember when we interviewed Terry Grigge, who's local here to St. Louis.
Right.
And I mean, just an amazing lady all around. But what a badass. Like, yeah. I will never forget when she said to us that she did an entire Ironman, not a half Ironman, an entire Ironman while on chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And I know that Leanne is doing a marathon, and I am in no way saying only a marathon.
Right.
Like, take those words out of your brain. Because the other thing is that Leanne is kind of on record of saying, like, she hasn't been enjoying the running.
Right.
She hasn't even been enjoying the aspect of running. So to push yourself in general and push yourself while you're trying to get healthy and taking this chemo that is literally like saving your life, but also making you miserable at the same time. That's a lot.
Absolutely, it is.
I mean, I think about how tough it is for me on days I don't feel 100%.
Like, one time I did a tonal when I was tired.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm basically Leanne Hainsby.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know. I'm just really impressed that she's doing that. And I know that she's going to really appreciate crossing that finish line. I know when I crossed the finish line at Big Sur, again,
yeah.
Not Leanne Hainsby, but it was
a
big deal.
You had your own challenges.
You
got hit by a car. And,
I did. It was 12 weeks to the day after I got hit by a car.
Blisters on your feet, the size of your feet.
It was bad. And I just remember this huge surge of emotion that I had done it, because I wasn't sure that I could. But like me, she will do it. And she will, I believe, feel amazing and it was worth all the not great days
for sure.
To get there. So good for her for embracing life. That's cool. You know, you really do only get one. And I'm a firm believer in do the things.
Absolutely. Adrienne Williams and Alex Toussaint teamed up for a special message about mental health this week.
So I've got things to say about this.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, it was a very nice message about, like, you don't have to be hard all the time as
right.
a man. Love it.
Yeah.
But did you notice that this wasn't about Peloton? In fact, it took place in Alex's home gym, mm-hmm. and it had Alex's logo in the bottom left-hand corner, not Peloton's. And also, it was recorded and edited by an outside publishing house. Why do I mention all that?
Right.
I think something bigger is coming. Like, very big, branded. He's continuing his empire building.
Gotcha.
I don't know what that's going to be. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm just context clues here.
Right.
This was not a Peloton ad. The other interesting thing is there were Peloton elements in the ad. So clearly Peloton knows what he's doing.
Right.
Like, I don't mean this is under the radar or anything. But I find it interesting because Chelsea was very briefly in the video.
Uh-huh.
Adrienne does not do Peloton yoga on the platform of Peloton.
Right.
Then you have a few weeks ago, Tunde was like briefly in his basement filming that new segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what does all this mean?
Right.
So, yes, this was a nice message, but not the point. And I think we're about to see something big. and I am very curious what that will be. Also, I have had some people mention, and I have to agree with this, that the message seemed very counterpoint to sitting in his gym, his beautiful gym that a lot of people could never dream to afford.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, that's, I mean, I get the point on the one hand, but on the other, like, he is who he is. He's a Peloton instructor.
That's
obviously
fair too.
He has means. He's not. And like, if all of a sudden he's filming in the same gym, you know, Rocky was filmed in, now it looks like he's going out of his way to go slumming it to hide his success or his money. So like that, that's kind of a no-win situation.
No, that's fair. That's a very fair point. That's a very fair point. But, you know, I just wonder, and I've wondered this before about instructors that, and I've said this before, some of them are just so out there with all the different things that they do.
Right.
And I don't blame them for that. I think that you need to absolutely embrace that while you can.
Yeah.
I also think there is a fine line where people are willing to follow you because you came from a certain place. And if you are no longer like seeming as if you are showing that you are from that place, people might think that you have forgotten it. And so I do not envy any of these instructors trying to walk that line.
Especially when you've talked in the past about how it seems like some instructors get a pass on that and some don't.
Yeah.
And like, why? Yeah, it's, yeah.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is a lot to unpack.
And I will also say, in terms of the whole, like, he's in a fancy gym talking about mental health. Mental health isn't always about having things, right?
It's like, not. It's not.
You know, I mean, Kurt Cobain, he had all the things. And
what a great point.
You know, so it's like, you know, it's so easy to look at people who seem like they have all the things and then say, well, you don't have anything to complain about. It just doesn't always work that way.
Very true.
And so it is a delicate line to walk between in terms of like acknowledging that, you know, maybe it is, you know, you have access to things that other people don't, but that still doesn't mean that you don't have struggles.
Absolutely. Well said. Well,
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Well, either way, watch the space because we will keep you updated. But I do think we're about to see something drop from Alex's camp.
Ross Rayburn is celebrating 5 years with Peloton.
He sure is. I enjoyed writing this article because I got to kind of go back down Ross memory lane of all the little things. And, you know, he's done a lot in 5 years. And I just, Ross is just a really special person. So congrats to Ross.
Absolutely. Also, Jess King celebrating 10 years. She's got some classes coming up to commemorate that.
Yes. This Friday. So the same day that this episode drops, she will be doing a special DJ class where she will be celebrating her 10 years with Peloton.
And also in that class, DJ John Michael will be releasing a new single.
DJ John Michael remixed this song. It is a Donna Summer song, and he will be premiering it in the class that is celebrating Jess King 10 years together.
It seems fitting. The song is She Works Hard for the Money.
It does seem, fitting for both of them. They're both celebrating their 10 years this year. And that's probably not a coincidence that that's a special class for both of them.
For sure. And stick around. Coming up after this, we're going to talk about the latest artist series and give you the TCO top five. If you're looking to avoid carbs, it's always a challenge trying to find bread that fits in with your keto lifestyle.
Right, because you want to make sure that it tastes good and you want to make sure it has good ingredients. So I think Hero Bread does both.
Especially when you're in the store, you are overwhelmed with bread choices.
Yes.
And I've had other breads before that claim to have low net carbs, and you are certainly sacrificing taste, texture, size.
Yes.
None of that with Hero Bread.
No, because sometimes on the ones that have the low net carbs, they have like no substance to it.
It's like eating air.
It is. And Hero Bread actually really tasted good, and it felt like a solid piece of bread. Like, I did not feel like I was giving up something.
I was surprised at how big each slice of bread was. Here's the real test of a piece of bread. I didn't make a sandwich with these. I just had toast.
Which you love, because you have toast almost every day.
I do. It was the best textured bread of this sort that I've ever had. And if you're doing the math, it's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and high in fiber.
So don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order.
Go to hero.co and use code TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at HERO.CO.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
The latest artist series features none other than Joan Jett.
Now, which was her, what is the name of that like really big song that she had in the 80s?
I Love Rock and Roll?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I just couldn't remember the name
of
it. Yeah. I mean, that was just iconic. Like, her whole look was iconic.
Yeah. And then she also was in The Runaways, where their big song's Bad Reputation. You see that popping up in movies and TV shows all the time.
What a great point. Yeah. So I am excited about this one. Like, not Pink level excited, but like probably Green Day level excited. Like, I feel like this is one of those that you will enjoy every single song that comes on and have a great time.
Absolutely. She also does a really cool cover of the Mary Tyler Moore theme.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's weird. I need to hear that now. Thanks for ruining me by making me watch all these old television shows.
You're welcome.
I can't believe all the references I get now.
It's funny.
It is funny.
All of a sudden, I'll make some abstract, deep cut reference to like season 2 of Fish. And you're just like, oh, yeah.
It's delightful for you, isn't it?
It is. I didn't think I could love you anymore. But here you are getting my deep cut Abe Vigoda references.
So. Who I still can't believe was 53.
Yeah, we were watching Barney Miller season 1. And we looked it up. And in that season, Abe Vigoda is the same age that I am right now.
And he just has one of those like visages that he just always looked elderly.
He looks 20 years older than he did.
But then you called Brian in.
My son, my airhead son.
And we were like, God, Brian, how old do you think this guy is? He's like in his 50s. We were like, dude. Like,
it's frustrating because he's right, but you know he's right accidentally.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not like he's like, oh, I can suss this out. It's like he just picked a number and happened to be right.
And then I was like, you really think that guy is as old as your dad? And he was like, well, no, I don't.
Now he's like, oh, am I in trouble?
Yeah. Just forget it. It's no fun. Anyway, one more artist series that I wanted to make sure and bring up, because Peloton, this is another one that apparently somebody dropped too soon.
Right.
And then they took it off. But Defected Records is teaming up with Peloton. They posted today there's going to be like a series of rides. So I guess Ben already has one out there, but there's going to be two more. And I know Leanne was one of the instructors. And then I think the other one was Hannah, but I don't know. It was another person.
Yeah, don't ask me, man.
Anyway, Defected Records, it's kind of like it sounds all EDM, rave, club,
gotcha,
that type of thing. So if that's your jam, you have some exciting classes coming up.
New content.
Before we dig into content, let's do our second bingo call out of the episode.
Da, 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 da. Sam Mio.
There we go.
Is bingo number 2.
We timed that with his book announcement.
Yeah, we thought we'd hold it.
Yeah. Because we knew.
We knew.
Months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have some property to sell you.
Yes. So let's take a gander at the TCO top 5 of the week. We put out the Eagle call and ask you to let us know what your favorite classes are, and then we share them with people who are maybe looking for things to do. We will start off with number 1. These aren't in order. They're just, this is how we put them out there. It's not a countdown. It's what I'm getting at.
No.
So number 1, your favorite Peloton Pilates.
Okay. So this is with Kristen McGee from June of 23. It was a 20-minute 2000s Pilates. And Carrie Gormley, she highlighted this because she says it's a delightful walk down the 2000s memory lane with the hits from the likes of Beyonce, Maroon 5, and John Mayer. That's fun.
Yeah.
She said, Kristen is so good at cueing and pushing you without even realizing it. It had a great playlist, and she felt, Carrie felt empowered after taking the class.
So number two is your favorite Peloton run.
Okay, so this comes from Mariana Fernandez. And
oh, she submitted for the top five?
I know, I need to find a better way to say that. This class is instructed by Mariana Fernandez. Back in November of 23, it was a 45-minute intervals run, and Rich Glass shared this one. He said that he is recovering and slowly and steadily building back. So glad to hear it, Rich. But anyway, he says he has been trying to prep for his first ever 5K. Not a big deal to experienced runners, but after some medical issues in 23, this is a big deal to me. I have found Mariana Fernandez on the tread, and she is a great instructor. First of all, she is. And it is a big deal. Huge congrats to do your first 5K ever. And I know you're going to rock it, Rich.
Number three, your favorite Peloton stretch. This is interesting. We don't get a lot of stretches
on
here.
We do not. Well, this class was instructed by Adrian Williams from 225 of 24, and it was a 10-minute Afrobeats full body stretch. And Nikki actually submitted this one. Help her be Nikki. And she says, Adrian's 10-minute Afrobeats full body stretch is heavenly. The music is mellow and relaxing, just like Adrian's voice. And he coaches you through a series of gentle stretches with long holds. By the end of the class, you'll feel stretched out and totally relaxed.
You know what I want to see is an unstackable stretch.
Well, that sounds painful.
It does. But I'll watch you do one. Number four, a favorite Peloton ride.
Okay, so this class was taught by Sam Yo from March of 24. It's March 4th of 24.
We timed this with his book announcement.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did, because we knew months ago.
Right.
And it was a 45-minute Power Zone Endurance 80s ride. Sonia Norman said this was her favorite class. She says, it was a Power Zone edition of his video store series where the playlist is all songs from 80s movies. The ride was hard for a Power Zone endurance ride with two long 12 and 14 minute zone 3 intervals. Woof. Sam is so good at programming the music and his commentary to flow with the workout that he's able to keep you fully engaged even in the long intervals. Highly recommend his other video store rides as well.
And number five, last but certainly never least, is your unstackable.
You got that right. This class was taught by Logan Aldridge, and it took place on March 10th of this year. It was a 30-minute full body strength. Sarah Bell Combs said, I took Logan's 30-minute full body class live yesterday. There was a 10-minute AMRAP ascending ladder of one burpee and one single arm snatch right and left, then two of each, then three, and up for 10 minutes. Brutal. Unstackable or fave, I'm still not sure. There was a 6-minute EMOM with reverse lunges and squats to start. Not bad. I disagree. Then a 5-minute EMOM to finish with a neutral grip chest press in a hip bridge with single leg V-ups. Woo! And
good
the
Lord.
Last minute was 30 seconds each, 30 seconds of the chest press and 30 seconds of the single leg V-ups. Definitely a burn of a finish. Holy cannoli. We're still going to push that hashtag death by Logan.
I know that it must be difficult because I only knew about what a third of that meant.
Really? I think like, you knew what all
EMOM,
those are.
EMOM AMRAPs with the VUPs and the, I'm just like in the.
Okay, so.
Oh, that's what you don't have to explain. I'm sure people know.
Well, an AMRAP is as many reps as possible.
Okay.
That's what an AMRAP means. EMOMs is like each minute. On the minute, you change. So like you do a minute
okay.
And then you do another. So like you would do a minute of reverse lunges and then you would switch to squats.
Oh,
OK.
That sounds
and
awful.
then the V ups are like you've totally done these like they're core exercises.
Oh,
so
OK.
You knew more than you thought you knew,
I guess. And while we're talking about classes, let's take a look at this week at Peloton.
All right. So let's see. One of the things that was interesting this week is that Allie Love dropped a 45-minute bar class on the platform, and there's not a lot of these. So that's interesting. In fact, I'm not sure there's ever been a 45-minute.
Oh.
So that's interesting. And it was, we think that it was scheduled for 9:30 a.m., not p.m. So we checked the schedule, and sure enough, it was a.m. Just a little oopsie.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Oh, me too.
Scheduling an email blast, and then I get to work, and I'm like, why did this not send out?
No. It was, they put it in the Instagram, the picture, like it says it's going to take place on March 13th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And Nikki was like, that sounds late for a bar class.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Yeah, definitely not. So anyway.
We also have Rockstalgia.
Yeah. So this is a new signature series from Charlotte that just dropped, and it is going back in time. So it's looking at legendary artists, but it's going to take place.
It's a German series.
Yeah, it's a German series. But I think these are going not necessarily German artists.
Right. But I guess they're artists that mattered in Germany, like, for their nostalgia.
Yeah, during their golden age. It says the golden age of rock. And so I am not sure where the golden age of rock took place in Germany.
Right.
So I hesitate to say it's not the same because it could have been.
Right.
Don't know.
So when I hear golden age of rock, I think like 50s, 60s.
Well, yeah, I think she might be a little young to agree with you.
I grant you.
So we'll see.
Well, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Not enough to do it.
Well, it just popped up. So yeah. It just hit. So maybe we could go look on the app after this.
And by we mean you.
Yeah.
And then you'll tell me all about it.
I will.
Okay. I get my own private clip out Patreon episodes.
It's like a bonus.
Yes. Jess King has a Decade Deserves a Dance.
Yeah. It's her DJ John Michael class.
Oh, okay. The one we talked about earlier. Yeah. You got World Sleep Day. Let's sleep together. Hey now.
Woo.
That's saucy. Late night.
Saucy. No, but World Sleep Day is legit this week. It's on the 15th. And so this is a perfect time to take new classes. And that is Peloton is going to be honoring that with new sleep meditations premiering on all time zones at 11 p.m. on Friday, March 15th. So that's nice. That means there's going to be a bunch that drop. Ooh, that's exciting. Lots of sleep meditations.
In case you missed it.
So we've got some new stuff in the world of apparel. We'll start with the new Brittany Allen collection.
Yes. This is a beautiful set of purples and oranges and green chartreuse, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to call that color.
I'm a boy. Neon I don't green. Know what chartreuse means.
Neon green. Let's just say neon green.
Okay.
I really love the purple, especially the purple tie-dye. I love other people in the leopard set. It's just not my jam. But I just have to give my hats off to Brittany Allen, how she like pairs these colors and makes like something like leopard print has been around forever, right?
Right.
But then to take it and like put a whole new spin on it with these colors, like that's... It's amazing. It's not my jam.
Right.
But I love to look at it. Like, yeah. It looks so good. But her tie-dye is amazing. And I do want also the purple hoodie. So.
You love your purple.
I do. Purple is very nice.
And we also have a new collection with Rafa. Did I say that right?
You did, actually.
Like a character from Lion King.
It does. But no, this is a very well-known brand of cycling clothing.
Ah.
So this is exciting because people have been asking for this kind of collaboration since I started a Peloton.
Ah.
Now, we did have the one time that Matt Wilpers put out a collection and we got bibs.
Uh-huh.
And they were great bibs. I still have mine to this day.
Right.
So it's not to knock on that. But this
you
is the only...
Use it whenever you eat spaghetti.
But this is the only time that I have seen this many of options because it is all Rafa, which, again, is a very well-known brand. But you've got bibs. You've got rain jackets. You've got singlets. You've got tanks. It's a very, very large collection. And I'm really happy to see it. I have a feeling this is going to sell very well. I did think it was super interesting that the Peloton branding is so tiny. so tiny. Like... On the women, like, for example, on the women's top that goes over your, it's not really a bib, but it's like what the top that goes over the bib. I can't think of the name of it. I'm sure everybody's laughing at me. That's a road rider. But anyway, it just has this tiny little P on the back, about that big.
Huh.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. It still says, but Rafa has very understated branding themselves.
Gotcha.
So I think that just matched the aesthetic better.
Like when you put a McDonald's in a fancy neighborhood.
And they make it small.
And they like, you can't put up the arch and you right. gotta do the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Peloton birthdays.
What are you already laughing at?
The first birthday on the list.
Oh, yeah. So we have 3.5 birthdays, we'll call it, for this one. We'll start with birthday number one, Sam Yeo on March 16th because of his book announcement.
Yeah, we saved it.
We timed his birth.
That was nice.
To sync up with that. We also have on March 17th, Marcel Dinkins.
Which is also St. Patrick's Day.
We synced that up to time with her returning.
Yes. I mean, it makes sense why she's going to do the Virginia half.
Yes.
So it's all coming together.
It is. And then a birthday of sorts, Peloton on March 17th. This is the day they officially filed their incorporation papers.
Wow.
So I have termed this Peloton's birthday.
Okay.
Because this is when they officially incorporated, was on March 17th.
I like it.
So and then finally, Jeffrey McEachern on March 18th.
Well, happy birthday to one and all.
And coming up after this, we're going to have our interview of the week with Tisha Montgomery, so stick around.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Tisha Montgomery. Hey, Tisha, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. We are so happy to have you here today. I like to start with these conversations by understanding how you found Peloton and like when in your journey that occurred.
I'm a pandemic, you know, how all of us were stuck at home in December 2020. And I saw the commercial and I think it was like for 2 months for a free trial. And if you know me, you know that I love anything free, like I'm all about free. It just makes me happy. So I signed up just as an app user, and I was just doing the HIIT workouts, and I had a non-Peloton tread at the time, and I would just do walks on my Fire TV. That's how I started.
Wow. Okay, so you said at the time I had a non-Peloton tread. It sounds like you have changed.
Something has changed.
Something has changed.
Yeah. Well, but when I had a gym membership before it fell by the wayside a long time ago, I used to take spin classes. One day, just via the app, I just, let me just check out spin class. Just look at it. Alex Toussaint Club Bangers. And I was like, oh my God. I need this energy in my life.
That was your happy place.
I was like, wow, like the Peloton gets down like this? Like, okay. I was so into it. And my husband got me, I call it my Stakaton bike. I got a Sunny bike from Amazon.
Yep.
And I got that was like my birthday. It was in February. And so I started just doing it on my Sunny bike, watching on the TV. And then I joined like Facebook groups like Black Peloton Riders and Black Girl Magic. And they're talking about this leaderboard. And I was like, I don't have a leaderboard. I don't have the output.
You were like, wait a second. I'm missing options here.
There's more?
There's more. I'm not getting it all. So then I got an actual bike. I got the bike. Really happy. I was just doing mostly just Alex because I just love Alex so much. And I finally kind of veered off the path and saw other people, but it was mostly just Alex. Then my husband, he can never get used to the seat of the bike. I don't care how many different seats and pads, he was just like, it hurts. I'm like, just let your butt get used to it.
Yeah.
He's like, no. He runs. I said, well, get the tread. Just get it for you. And he was like, okay, so we got the Peloton tread. And I basically just devoted. I took over the tread from when Kirsten and Marcel came in 2021, I was just like, I was all about it. I just wanted to be on the tread on my poor bike. And I got, you know, to the wayside. It's still kind of there. I love her. She's my first love, but I'm all about that tread now. And that's how I started running. And I never ran a day in my life before, but they made it look fun. Did the You Can Run program, and I've run a half marathon since then.
Wow. You know. Good for you.
Huge congrats. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah. This sounds very similar to Crystal. She came in with the bike, got the tread, and she runs way more than she uses the bike.
I hardly ever use the bike. It just sits there all sad now. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I made it a point, though. I said, you know, I paid for this bike. I'm not going to let it collect dust. So I do make it a point. It's like 15 minutes. I'm going to get on that bike at some point during each day.
That's
I do
great.
Try to use it every day.
Every day? It's not sitting there all sad.
Extra 10s are perfect. You do your tread and go on the bike for 10 minutes, pull down, and you did the bike.
Yeah.
It won't get dusty.
Yeah. Does your husband still get to use the tread at all?
He does. He's an early. I'm not a morning workout person. People who get up at like 10, 6, I'm like, I'm still in bed at 7.
Agreed.
He does it early in the morning. He runs like 7 o'clock, 6:30. We don't like clash or have to fight for it because once he does his workout early in the morning, he's done for the day. So it's all mine for the rest of the day.
Do you work from home? Are you a stay-at-home mom? Or like, it sounds like you get to work out multiple times a day. I'm just picking up on that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my CVS receipt of a stack each day. But yeah, I work from home, but I'm not a stay-at-home mom. My kids are teenagers. My son's in college and my daughter is 15. They're pretty much autopilot at this point. But yeah, I work from home. So I work out before work. I work out during my lunch break, usually after work. And I love live, I call myself a live plasmo. Like, I really love live plasmo. I will rearrange everything to make a live class. That's my favorite instructor. I'm going to make it.
I picture you get a meeting request and you're like, oh, I already have a meeting scheduled for that.
Oh, man, I wish I could, but I'm like, I'm sorry. Kirsten has a run at that time, so I can't possibly make it. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to tell you. That's amazing.
My husband's like, you need help.
What do you do that allows you to work from home, work and work out from home?
Believe it or not, I'm a registered nurse. I used to work in the hospital doing night shift and all that, but now I work from home. I just do telephonic advice over the phone.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either, but it sounds amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. When I was working in the office, someone came to do a presentation and they thought they worked from home. And I was like, tell me more about this work from home thing. And so I started applying. And next, it's been 10 years now. I've been working from home.
Wow. So way before it was a thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. When COVID happened, everyone was like, work from home. I was like, I've been at home. Like, this is not a big deal.
It's funny. So if anyone ever gives you trouble, sometimes there's like an air of superiority from Peloton people if they're pre-pandemic Peloton people. Like, oh, you found it during the pandemic. How long have you been working from home?
Yeah.
I used to do like YouTube. I never was a big, I worked out, but not serious workout. I would do like YouTube videos of fitness, like, just follows one, but that's what I did because I was at home anyway. And once you work from home for so long, you become a homebody. You don't want to really leave the house to get dressed and go to the gym and park.
It seems like such an unnecessary hassle, especially when you have all these amazing things at home in front of you. I don't understand people who say, I'm all about people finding whatever way they find to work out. Like, I definitely support that. But my brain cannot comprehend these people that say, I don't want to work out at home. I'd rather go to the gym. I cannot understand that at all.
I don't get it either. I don't get it. I can go out to my basement and just in 5 minutes and just be working out. I don't have to drive anywhere and make sure my outfit matches or anything. I can just go down there.
Yes.
Get there and find out the piece of equipment you wanted is occupied.
Oh,
exactly. Or you can't get into the class that you wanted to sign up for. We used to have to sign up for those spin classes and I go there. Oh, we're full. I'm like, but I came all the way here.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
And now if there's a weirdo scoping you out, it's your husband and it's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's preferred. You've selected that weirdo.
I like that weirdo. It's okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you had done a half marathon. Are you currently training for anything in any sport right now? Or are you just, I'm just enjoying all the classes?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the classes. I'm going to do the race in Atlanta. I'm only going to do the 5K this time because the hills of Atlanta, the hills are alive. And I'm there. I mean, they're just so steep. Like, you cannot see over the top. And It was a lot. So it was a lot of the experience of it. But I'm like, just give me the 5K this time. I'm not going to do the half in Atlanta. I need some flat road for my next half. So.
Yeah.
And what time of the year? Because Atlanta, I don't know if you know this, it gets hot. Sometimes they call it Hotlanta.
Wow. You definitely mansplained to her, Tom. You're lucky she doesn't come through that screen at you.
If she works from home, she wouldn't know how to get here.
But yeah, it was sober. The weather was, it was nice. It wasn't too cold. I mean, it was good. I was able to run and I didn't have to bundle up or anything. I was able to just run in my sports bra. So it was good weather. It was good.
But if you run with Marcelle all the time, she always takes the hills. So I'm surprised you weren't.
I know, but these are not the same kind of hills.
I hear you. I do. I hear you because we live in Missouri, but when I go running anywhere, like any direction of my house, it does not matter. There are giant hills, and I mean so freaking steep. And I do it. I usually go very slow up those hills. There's walking. I'm not ashamed of it. But what I remember one time I was taking a class with Marcel. It was last year when I was training for the Big Sur, and I was saying that I had taken a whole stack of classes. Marcel was in there, and somebody was like, oh, did you take the hill? I was like, no, I didn't. I kept it all flat because I was trying to do an endurance run and it was like 3 hours long. And they were like, we always take the hill. I was like, no, no, yeah. Not that day. Not for me today.
Not today. Auto incline off.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but she did prepare me. Like, I will say, like, you know, we're running up those hills and I was prepared for them, but it was just a lot. But yeah. That incline is like, that's the game changer when you're running up those hills.
It is.
Those inclines, it's a game changer.
Get your heart rate up. That's for sure.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah.
Have you worked out your whole life or is that a recent development?
Yeah, I was kind of like a sporadic workout. Like I go through phases, like I'm in the gym and all the time, then I'm like, then I'm not. And then I'm back in and I'm not. And I would do a little something, something, but I wasn't like I've never lifted weights before, ever before joining Peloton. I didn't think that I was in that weird mindset that women don't get bulky if you lift weights and you don't need to lift weights. I didn't. So I joined Peloton and I saw all these amazing women who were strong. And I was just like, they were lifting weights. So I started doing some weight training and like, you know, I've got some little definition here and there. And I'm like, you know.
And now you're like, you want to bulk up.
I want to, like, you know, me and my husband, we play wrestle all the time and he always wins, of course, but he has to work much harder now because I have to run for his money.
That's funny. I started using strength training. We have a Tonal and Tom had never really done any kind of workouts up until he was like 50. So it's been 3 years now.
Yeah.
But I used to, whenever I had first started working out, like I was definitely able to, like when we would play fight, be able to like, I could push. I could definitely hold my own. Now it's like a total the opposite. It's just crazy. So funny. Now he does not have to work very hard at all. It's kind of annoying.
How dare you?
Exactly.
There are other aspects you enjoy.
That is true. And we will leave it at that.
Give and take. It's a give and take.
That's right. That's right. Have you gotten to go to the studio since you've joined Peloton?
Yeah, I went. One, my daughter was dancing in the Macy's Day Parade, her dance studio.
Oh, that's so cool.
I was like, I might as well get into some classes while I'm here, because we were there 4 or 5 days or so. That was my first time going to the studio, and I did a class with Tune Day and Emma. And okay, I love Matt Wilpers, I do, and I got to a class with him, but I found out before that Adrian was subbing in for Matt. And I was like, look at God. Like, he's so good. So I got to take class with Adrian. Meet Adrian. I was like, I mean, I love Matt, but
I picture it going like this. Matt Wilpers won't be in this class today. And she's like, son of a, this is, oh, okay. Okay, never mind. Retracted.
There will be no complaints.
Yes.
I'll allow it.
I tell you what, the ladies really lose their mind over Adrian. It's so funny that I feel of all the instructors, there are so many women, they don't get like all like tizzy about the instructors. unless it's Adrian. And then it's like all bets are off.
He's a specimen of a man, I would say. But he's so nice, too. He's super nice.
He is really super nice. He is, yeah. And that does a lot for him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you do his boots and leg, Adrian's boots and leg program?
I have not.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup, if you decide to do that one. Something else. Like, I had muscles hurting. I never knew muscles existed in his legs after that program. But okay. I felt super strong after. It's a good program, though.
That's great. What a good recommendation. I love hearing that.
Really good. Yeah.
Do you have a guide or do you do it like you use your screen from your bike or from your tread or or maybe you just put on the TV? How do you make that work?
I just see the purpose of a guide. It's just another thing I just don't feel I need to buy.
No, I get it.
I don't think I really need it. So I just beam from my bike or my tread to the TV and I just look at it that way. But I can count my own reps.
Totally.
I don't need to see my form. So.
It's more of just a curiosity question because I feel like people find so many different ways to do it. I literally forget there are so many ways that you can use the Fire Stick or you can use Roku or a lot of there are people that just use their phone and they'll cast it to their screen. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways. And it doesn't matter as long as it works for you. Who cares? But
yeah.
I'm just curious. I'm just nosy.
I usually, if I do stretching or yoga in the morning, I stay upstairs and watch it on my TV instead of going down to the basement to do something I can do. I don't need any equipment for. So what's the purpose of doing that? I use the Fire TV a lot to do a lot of work. Even like body weight classes, I'll do weights for. I do it in my bedroom because I don't have to go downstairs for that.
Yeah, especially, I don't know, like on a cold morning, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's always cold in our basement. Like during the wintertime, I will always do yoga like upstairs in the living room because it's like, I don't want to go downstairs to the basement. It's too cold for yoga.
Yeah. And then the climb the stairs back up. Like, who wants to climb the stairs?
Exactly.
Stairs are my nemesis.
Well, you've named off quite a few instructors that you take classes with. I'm going to ask you a difficult question. Who is your favorite instructor?
I can't.
Can you name a favorite per discipline?
I love Alex on the bike. And he was the reason why I even wanted to get a bike. So he's definitely Alex. And then I love Kirsten and Marcel. And I love Jocelyn. I love her so much. She's really funny. I like Adrian. I like going back. I like everyone. I like Cliff. I've been in German classes. I don't have to understand what they're saying. The playlists are awesome. I'm a big playlist person. Like, I'm the person who picks the class by playlist. When I get a class, I'm like, this class is so hard. I should have looked at what we're doing first before I just play. But if the music is good, I'm like, I just go. I'm all about the music. So
okay,
I just love them for all different reasons. I really hard to even choose. If you look at my stats, you'll just see all different faces. I love Jess, King, Aaron, Sims. I love all of the Jess. I really do.
That's wonderful.
What is your leaderboard name?
It's Aquarius Queen 16.
Now, why that particular leaderboard name?
Well, I'm an Aquarius. I'm a queen.
Why 16?
She's 16.
Well, actually, my birthday falls on February the 16th. And Aquarius Queen was taken by someone who hasn't worked out since 1932. I'll relinquish the name and just give it to me.
Well, first off, belated happy birthday.
Yes, belated happy birthday.
And it's so funny. We just did an interview with someone who had the exact same issue with their leaderboard name that
yes.
someone had taken their leaderboard name or not taken it, gotten it first, but has
not
taken a class in forever.
Mm.
Yeah, not a blue dot in sight. Like, I'm just like,
Peloton, you need to purge those people. Get them out of there.
Purging classes and purge the people.
Peloton, not voter rolls. Slow down.
I'm getting rid of my old classes that I've bookmarked and my favorite. Anywho, that's another discussion for another day.
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's just they've always purged classes. And I think a lot of people don't realize that because I think that people make such a big deal about it now. Number one, there's a lot more people. That's part of it. But also, I think that they do it more systematically. So I think it's more obvious to people. But they've always purged classes. And there has never been a year that somebody did not get upset about classes being taken out. So like, it's That is an age-old concern. I mean, all the way back to 2016, 2017. Why is my favorite class gone?
Yeah. So.
Especially when you took a milestone or you got a shout out or you got to go to the studio. The heartbreak is real. The heartbreak is
real. Record it on your phone or do something to keep it forever.
Exactly.
You know, if
exactly.
It's, especially if it's a milestone or a shout out or you were in class. Like, if you capture it.
Yes. If it's an important.
Like that,
for sure.
So do you have any advice for people just entering the world of Peloton?
I would just say just go at your own pace. I know that leaderboard can be intimidating and people always like, well, how do they have output and this and that and why are they so fast? And if you kind of start to compare, but just run your own race, do your own thing. Just have fun with it. I just feel like once you start that comparison, it's not fun anymore. You don't want to do it anymore because you're not having fun. Working out is fun for me. I don't do it just, I have to lose weight. I just really, really enjoy it. It is like therapy. Have the worst day. Get on the tread or the bike and Cody, something crazy. If I'm in a really bad mood or sad mood, I'll hop on the bike with Cody and I'm just like trying that when I'm just happy by the time I'm done. So just use it as that. Look at it. Get so caught up in, oh, you do this or that, you work out so much. But don't compare yourself to me because I have more time than most people. So if you get on your bike or tread or whatever for 30 minutes a day, you're still doing more than most people. So just look at that. You've done something for the day. Feel better about yourself. You enjoy doing it. And just go at your own pace. That's my only advice for people because that leaderboard can be intimidating.
That's really good advice.
Absolutely. And if you go at your own pace, you will be less likely to have to talk to a nurse over Zoom.
Over the phone.
Yeah. Now she's like, wait, job security. Yeah. And the second thought, always push. Don't be such a puss.
I work in maternity, so push. Not yet. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole different meaning in that world. Whether it's at the beginning of the journey or the end. Whole different meaning.
Oh, my word.
What? That's what I did. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. Before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you in all the places if you would like to be found.
On Instagram, AquariusQueen16 _ at the bottom because someone took that. Thank you.
It's probably the same.
And yeah, I'm best on. I don't have any other channels or anything. I'm just on Instagram posting my bags and high five my friends. I just love this Peloton community so much. And I've made so many amazing friends and just like amazing people. The support is real. The encouragement is real. Yeah, that's where I am. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to celebrate your milestones, your birthdays, you know, your kids' birthdays. Like, I just love it all.
Well, thank you for being people's cheerleader. I think all of us can use somebody else in our corner cheering us on.
Yeah.
I'm sure people appreciate that. And thank you for being there for people.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate them too. I really do. It's really people you've never met before. Maybe even haven't heard their voices before. You just connected to them. I think it's amazing.
It's pretty special. I agree with you.
It's really special.
So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next week, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalDOKeefe. They can find me on all the socials and the Peloton leaderboard at ClipOutCrystal.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget our Patreon, where for $5 a month, you help us out, which we greatly appreciate it. And you also get ad-free episodes. You get all sorts of bonus content. And if we get them early, you get them early. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep pedaling.
And rowing.
And running.